92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
For about 2 years now, we've been talking about the ongoing chicken sandwich wars happening with the good food fast chain restaurants. But there's another battle, a really furious one, that's been going on for the last year because of the virus and stay-at-home orders. And that's the battle for pizza supremacy. Some people say that Chinese food is America's favorite comfort food, but let's be honest, it's not. It's pizza. It's easier to order, it's easier to eat, it's a favorite for all, and the competition for market domination has been fierce among the national chains. The virus pandemic has been a business explosion for Domino's, Papa John's, Pizza Hut, and some other regional chains we don't have around here. They've all been up in revenue by at least 10, maybe 15%, and they're doing aggressive marketing to make sure that you think of them first when pizza's on the brain for lunch or dinner, or maybe even breakfast. According to Slice of Life magazine, Americans eat 350 slices of pizza per second. Let's start counting. 0, 1. That's 350 slices of pizza just got gobbled down. And we spent $38 billion on pizza last year. Now, I bring this up because locally owned family mom-and-pop neighborhood pizza shops are also doing pretty well, but they're never going to win the battle against the big boys. So maybe this week, when you're thinking pizza, go with the local shop. Support the neighborhood. It's a really good thing to do.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.